like Thomas the Train naked and there's going to be dildos everywhere. And you're like, no.
Oh, my God. You're going to be curled up in a ball, going rocking back and forth, crying.
Oh, God. Oh,
Josh
God.
Josh was fine until the day he found Thomas the Train porn.
Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. Seth, has joined the channel.
What the f*** is with this guy?
Paula has joined the channel.
No! God, please, no! No!
Negative Apex has joined the channel.
How overpowered these pistols are!
Enemy pentakill.
They're
captured, see? They're
captured, see? Oh my god, they're captured, see? Now we're gonna lose.
This
sucks. Manufactured. That thing's made in China. But the cracker box is made out of China.
Oh, by the way, I started the show. Just to let you guys know. Welcome to Rage Quit Radio. How's it going, everyone? I decided to do something a little different here. Start the show a little bit early.
If we weren't talking about dildos, it would be great.
I think it was perfect. I mean, this is a video game show. That kind of goes hand in hand, right?
Hey, who likes the new hentai squid on League of Legends?
Oh, okay, that's a little too far.
He's creepy, man.
What? Why? Dude, Vel'Koz is not creepy.
Ian, you were telling me about the League of Legends post that somebody put fan art of it.
Yeah, put like Vel'Koz like all over Ahri, and when I mean all over, it was like, oh god, please so turn it off.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could find anything suggestive or porn like for anything.
You would know.
So, Josh, did you actually look it up?
What?
Did you actually look it up?
Do not do this!
Dude, alright, I'm looking up.
Right no, now. No!
No, we're just joking.
Oh, come on.
No, we don't want to know. We don't want to know.
It's going to be so messed up, though. Alright. We have a mission for the audience tonight, guys. Alright? Find out if Thomas the Train Engine porn exists. Okay, and let us know.
You know what's funny?
What's our Twitch channel? What's our Twitch channel?
Our Twitch channel? You mean our Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter. one of the T things, okay?
It's twitter.com/MLRRageQuit. So if you guys...
let us know.
I can't believe...
We keep cutting out, man. I can't hear what you say.
We're not brave enough to find out ourselves, so we have to hire... our listeners, go find out if that exists and let us know.
And this is a gaming show, a family show. We're talking about this.
I'm pretty sure, though, with the audience that More Like Radio has, I'm almost 100% certain that everyone listening to this will actually go and look.
So, oh, dear.
Don't do it.
Oh, dear. Hodar. Anyway, so...
Oh, because of Lance's choo-choo noises on his computer, this is where this all came from.
I wish I could hear these choo-choo noises that you supposedly say I have.
It's annoying as crap.
Does it really sound like this? Choo-choo.
It's like a train horn, man.
Okay, I'll mark that down to take off train noises off my computer.
Do it.
Yeah.
So, totally video games, because I think like every single week... we have a hard time keeping track on video games.
Nah.
Infinite Crisis opens... No, wait. Enters open beta with new champions. So, you know, this is kind of funny. I feel like we talked about this.
Yeah.
I know. See, anyone... Okay. Let me just get this elephant out of the way or whatever. I don't know how the expression goes.
We have...
address the elephant in the room. We did not have a show last week. For whatever reasons, we were all sick, and we didn't exactly. I think this is some of the show notes from last week.
Yeah, all the old news apparently, that you already know about. We're gonna talk about.
So, guys, remember, I've heard that Halo's coming out, guys. It's this new game.
Halo.
On this new machine called Xbox.
Guys, Halo Anniversary is coming out sometime soon. So, good luck with that. Anyways, Infinite Crisis is an open beta. You can sign up to it right now and play it.
Oh, I'm doing it.
No. So
what is Infinite Crisis, guys? Because, Ian, I think you know most.
It's a MOBA.
What?
It's a DC Comics MOBA. That's what it is. And Ian, you were talking earlier, though, about it possibly being free-to-play. Do you know?
No, I was saying I hope that it's free-to-play because I ain't putting money down on this game. I'm sorry. Unless it's, like, really, really, you know, balanced. I can't believe I'm using the word balance and I'm going to compare League of Legends. But polished. Polished. Let's go with... Nope, can't use that either. If it's not as fun as League of Legends, maybe.
Hey, maybe if the servers actually stay up. How about that?
Yeah, DC. Yeah.
If the servers are stable and you can actually play the game, is it worth money?
See, actually, DC represents disconnect. I mean, it looks like a fun game. You saw some of it too, right, Josh?
Yeah, I looked at some of the gameplay. You can play heroes like Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, you know, all the DC people.
But there's, like,
people.
Different variants, like Mech Superman and Atomic Poison Ivy. You know why they had to do that?
Why?
Because you're like, oh, man, DC Universe, how many cool characters do we have? Oh, that's right, we only have one, Batman.
No, they only have so anybody, like, on the Justice League.
Like, yeah, they make like 8 different types of everybody because they couldn't think of anything else. So, I'm a Marvel fan, but I do love DC. But
I mean, I honestly, for me, DC, it's Batman, Superman, and the Flash, and Aquaman.
I'm not a big fan of
is hilarious.
Superman. Aquaman.
I hate Superman.
Awesome. I mean, come on. We got to give it. Aquaman keeps on trying. He can't do much except for, like, throw little fishies at people, but he keeps trying, and he gets points for being a tryhard.
He gets everybody wet.
Oh.
Well, you can take it any way you want, okay?
Well, considering what we were talking about at the start of the episode, I think we need to take it in a certain way.
Yeah.
They just don't have likable champions.
I don't think that's the weirdest thing we've said. Yeah.
I don't know. It's open beta right now, which, I don't know. To me, a lot of the open betas lately that have had long open betas tend to be free to play, but don't quote me on that. Right now, I don't think we know whether... I don't know if they've said whether it's going to be a pay-to-play, if it's going to be a subscription, if it's just going to be a one-time purchase. At one time, Dota was a one-time purchase, and now it's gone just completely free to play. I don't see them making this, though, anything more than a one-time purchase due to the amount of free MOBAs that there are to go out and play.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how... It's like if League of Legends is free to play and it's been that successful... And like you said, Dota, and then of course, Heroes of New Earth. Same thing.
Yeah, we were talking about another one that's coming out a couple weeks ago, which I've done forgotten the name about.
Dead Island.
No, not well. Dead Island too, but then there's another free to play one that's coming out. The one that was like, it kind of there was less champions, and it kind of broke down the gameplay to make it a little bit easier. And God,
oh,
I don't remember the?
Yeah. It was. It was a MOBA for noobs.
Yeah, it was the MOBA for noobs, yes.
That's perfect for you, Josh.
You're the one to talk, Ian.
Hey.
Feeding
oi,
on Mordekaiser going 0
you know
and what? 0 and 9?
It was like
0 and 10?
11.
See, if you flip that, then it's 9 and 0.
Oh.
See? Look at that.
Maybe that's the problem.
Positive.
Maybe Ian's OCD... Or no, it's not OCD. It's
dyslexic.
Dyslexic.
OCD.
Apparently, I don't know my diseases very well. Yeah, he's very dyslexic, and he thinks getting more kills is better.
Well, at least there's no friendly fire in the game, because we all know Ian would be killing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, Twitch broadcasting is heading to Xbox One alongside with Titanfall, which I guess would already be out by now if they did in fact release it with Titanfall.
Titanfall comes out tomorrow, buddy.
But you said you had it.
I pre-ordered it.
I bought it. No, you said you had it.
Yeah, you did.
I bought Titanfall. I own Titanfall. I can't play Titanfall till tomorrow. Well, actually, technically, I can play it at 12 o'clock, which is tomorrow.
Hold on. You own Titanfall, but you can't play it.
Wow. Sounds like someone got jipped.
Really,
how many other things do you own, but you can't do anything?
You own League of Legends, and you can't play it. So.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
you own Counter-Strike Go,
and you can't
shut up. I don't want to hear it. I'm so bad at that game.
You know.
So anyway, Twitch.
Twitch. I'm not getting off topic at all.
Twitch is going to be broadcasting through Xbox One. I think that's awesome, just for the fact that. And actually, it kind of sucks because it's probably going to be super easy for people to be streaming now, which means that there's going to be a lot more streamers. I wonder...
Well, remember what happened to PS4? There were a lot of weird, crazy stuff going on. There was like a sex show on like the opening night of the PS4. Anyway, the PS4 has had this feature for a very long time, and it works really, really well, and I hope it is as fluid on the Xbox One, you know.
You know, something I wanted to mention was, you know, yes, the PS4 has had this for a long time. They've been able to stream forever. Xbox One is just now getting it tomorrow. But Xbox One has finally done something that PS4 hasn't. And that is the ability for... people to join the broadcaster's party. So you can play with the broadcaster. Yeah, and PS4 currently doesn't have that. Of course, PS4 is probably going to get it. But right now, Xbox One, people who are like watching your stream that are on your friends list or whatever, or I'm not even sure if it's they have to be on your friends list. It just says the ability to join a broadcaster's parties and this is the only Xbox One that has the ability to do this, and PS4 doesn't.
That's really cool, actually. I like that.
Yeah, sounds cool.
All right, let's all buy an Xbox One, guys. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Screw that. I'm getting PS4.
Dude,
give it a
that.
Month, and PS4 will have it.
Dude, screw that. I still got to get a PlayStation 3, man.
I need to play The Last of Us still, guys.
Yeah, really.
Speaking of which... The Last of Us is coming out with a movie. I kind of figure we all kind of saw this coming. I really didn't think it was going to be this soon, considering it just came out last year.
Hey.
What?
No, go ahead.
No,
I'll tell you later.
I'm kind of excited because... let me start back a little bit. I was a little worried the fact that The Last of Us was going to do a movie, because what's the reputation of video game movies? It's... terrible.
They suck.
Now, hey, but
do you think they'll get Ellen Page to pay the play the girl?
That would be kind of mean.
Because, you know, she looks just like Ellen Page.
Well, considering the fact that they won't get Nathan Fillion to play Nathan Drake, I highly doubt that's going to happen.
Oh.
But anyway, name made me lose my train of thought. I'm really excited for it because recently we've been hearing about a lot of cool video game movies that have been coming out, or not coming up, that are scheduled to be released, like Splinter Cell, Assassin's Creed, the redoing Hitman, and then of course now we have The Last of Us, and then we have the Halo TV show.
Hey, don't forget about Need for Speed that comes out in a couple days.
That's true.
The worst movie ever is coming out in a few days.
I'm going to go see it. One, because of Aaron Paul, and two, because it's Need for Speed. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to give it a shot. We'll see how it is.
You're but the reason see it and go, why did I do that?
Well, he's got to get some work. But I think that it's going to be cool because I've just noticed that Hollywood's been recruiting like actually good actors for taking on star roles in these movies now. Like with Splinter Cell, Tom Hardy is going to play Sam Fisher. Tom Hardy's
I'm cool with it.
I know, it sounds awesome. Dude, I was like, okay, cool. I'm already sold.
He was molded in the darkness.
Yes. So. He was born in it.
Yeah. He's got this.
Dude, that's so funny. I never realized that. Holy crap. Bane is basically... Oh, wow, that's awesome. So, and then you have Assassin's Creed. You have Michael Fassbender, who's playing Ezio. Amazing actor. So, hopefully he can pull it off. I'm just trying to think about what other cool thing. I mean, Aaron Paul and Need for Speed, that was the reason why I'm going to watch it. I know it's just another racing, you know, movie. It's basically Fast and Furious, but...
with less testosterone and more little guys who think they have testosterone. Sorry. I did not like Aaron Paul's character in Breaking Bad. Not to say I don't like him. I just... he always got on my nerves, so it's kind of a personal thing.
Well, it's because, I mean, his character was always meant to screw things up.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
But obviously, you can tell from the trailer that's not Jesse. This is a very
serious... Yeah, but it's kind of hard to see him not as Jesse.
I know. Unfortunately, I think he may have gotten typecasted. But we'll see. Maybe Need for Speed will be a great movie. Maybe this will be the new era of awesome video game movies. I mean, like, think about comic book movies. Comic book movies sucked balls. Like, you know, in the 80s and the early 90s. It wasn't until X-Men that comic book movies really started to take off. But yeah. If you look back before then, comic book movies were really bad. I mean, they were bad. But it wasn't until X-Men. So I'm hoping that with The Last of Us will probably be something that should be very easy to take off with the video game industry. I mean, I've never got to play it, but I'm sorry, not video game industry, movie, video game adaption, whatever. I never got to play it. I mean, I don't really need to play it to know that it's a good game, considering it wins, like, every award. But I'm really hoping that the fact that they are going to make a Last of Us movie, that, you know, it's going to be good. Maybe it can be the vanguard of awesome video game movies from here on out. Did anyone by any chance pick up, like, who any actors were or who was directing it or producing it or writing it?
Did they have a cast yet? I didn't even notice.
I don't think so. They're working with Greenhouse Pictures and Strange Gems to develop it.
Get Ellen Page. Get Ellen Page. Do it.
And hey, you know, I take offense to what you said about, you know, comic book movies being horrible. I mean, just look at Adam West Batman. Come on.
Oh my god.
Dude, this was the shiznit.
Get off the podcast. Get off the Comcast. Jesus. Get off the podcast, man.
Get off Comcast. Oh goodness.
Yeah, I got to say it was pretty entertaining. It did do its job. It made you laugh.
Pow. Wham. Thank you, ma'am.
Quick, get the bat repellent shark spray.
Oh, I just happened to have that in my other pocket. Never knew when I'd have to have it. Thank God I had it.
Oh, and by the way, the shark is going to explode when it hits the water. No, but like, look at...
it was awesome, man.
Look at the Hulk, like, as a perfect example. And the funny thing is like, not and not even just counting the Ruffarigno one. I don't know if I said that right. but the one that came out... after that, the one that had
Eric Bana. The remake of it that was just as bad?
Yeah, the one that had Eric Bana in it.
But okay. Incredible Hulk, the one after that, was very good.
It was. But here's what I'm trying to say, is the one with Eric Bana in it was, I'm almost certain, before X-Men, the first one.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Positive.
Because I could almost bet that like anything after the first X-Men came out, it was just like awesome. Loved it.
Nope.
Okay. I believe you.
Did you see X-Men 3?
I...
Did you think that was a good movie?
This is true.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Last Stand. If anybody thought that movie was good, you are a retard. So, there you go.
This is coming from Prowler.
That movie was horrible. That movie was horrible, okay?
You know, and the funny thing is there... I think the director who did that one did First Class, if I remember correctly. No, he did the second one. Never mind. He did X2.
He did the first trilogy, and then somebody else did First... Now, First Class was amazing.
It was the best one.
That's why I think the new one, Days of Future Past, is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Video games. What are we talking about?
Yeah, actually, well, I was just thinking... I see
What are we talking about, guys? Comic books.
Comic books, alcohol, porn.
No, Thomas the Train. Classify
okay.
that.
Thomas
classify
the Train.
That.
But speaking of live action films of video games, somebody, one of you guys, I guess, put on here Titanfall live action. I didn't get to look at that. What's that about?
Yeah,
I didn't look at that.
There's not a whole lot going on there. But basically, Titanfall is hooking up with Playfight, which is basically, I don't know, people that have done other video game related stuff. And
right.
They're going to use live action, CG, and I think in-game gameplay and like kind of meld it all together to make a Titanfall. It doesn't say what it is. It doesn't say if it's a web series, a movie, a TV series. But it's a live-action Titanfall collaboration between Playfight and... Oh, dear. Respawn Entertainment.
It could be just a really cool promo. Remember what they did with Halo 4 and the...
Yeah.
Halo 3... And the ODSTs, they got like some fan guy who made good movies, and they made that cool ODST sequence. That's where they're trying to get Master Chief. Maybe
oh, yeah.
Something like that.
I remember
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, and, really awesome.
Well, I mean, they also did the more recent one for Halo 4, Forward on the Dawn, the web series.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's
so these,
awesome.
Yeah.
So these are the same people?
I don't know if Playfight's the one that did it or not. Let's see. They've done work. They've worked on live action Call of Duty Operation Kingfish project, Rocket Jump's video game High School, and effects for the first season of the Transporter TV series.
Oh, okay.
So they've not worked on. I don't think they've worked on anything specifically for like. Web series or anything, but I don't know if it's going to be a web series. I don't know if it's supposed to be a movie, if it's supposed to be a TV show. Like they don't announce that, but there's something coming that's going to be related to Titanfall. And remember when we talked about the Titanfall beta, and I was talking about how, you know, it's kind of sad that it's a single or multiplayer only, because the concept of the game, the concept of the factions, the worlds, the rich environments seemed like it would really be really cool to have more in-depth single-player campaign to. So maybe this is something that we'll get to see, and maybe it'll even be a prequel to a single-player campaign to be released later on.
Actually, that could be pretty cool. If they did something like that, I think that would be pretty sweet. I mean, you see, like, Defiance, like, they made, I don't know which one came first, the video game or the TV series, but they kind of made it to where they blend with each other. So I think that's a pretty cool idea. I like that. But what are y'all's thoughts on, like, actually seeing something like that? Because, like, I think Titanfall is a really cool game and all, and I like it. But when I think about a live action, whatever it is, film, TV series, all I can think of is, like, Transformers mixed with Pacific Rim.
Oh, God, no. Pacific Rim sucked.
What?
Excuse me?
Oh my God.
Yes. Seriously, they had to like pump their legs to walk their stupid tight, their freaking what? Okay. Whatever the heck.
I officially
they
vote to kick him
Pacific
off.
Pacific
right
Rim
now.
Was sucked.
Dude, I
okay?
love Pacific Rim.
For
he needs to be kicked off.
You need to go watch the.
You can do whatever the hell you want,
dude. You need to go watch the Honest trailer for Pacific Rim. It's hilarious.
I mean, think about.
It's a good movie, man.
Okay. Anyway, I'm not talking about Pacific Rim. I'm talking about Titanfall
here. Pacific Rim. Specific.
Yes. Okay. There's a Pacific Rim that they do little fights on. Whatever. Anyway. Sword on the Dawn. I mean, it did a really, really good job in the, what, six episodes that came out for a web series that wasn't developed by a studios. It was developed by, like, a small group.
Yeah, but they also had Microsoft funding.
Well, yes. Well, these people have Microsoft funding, too. Who do you think is publishing Titanfall? Electronic Arts.
That's not Microsoft, so, dude. But anyway, I get what you're saying.
Whatever, EA. Anyways, I think it's gonna be really cool. It'll probably end up being about like a soldier. It's not Pacific Rim because so much of the gameplay of Titanfall is about individual soldiers, right. And then the Titans come into play. So, I don't know. I think it's going to end up being really cool if they can do it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, honestly, anything with mechs, I'll buy it. I'll see it. Okay, what else? DayZ. You know, we talk about DayZ like almost every episode.
Because we love it. We do love that game.
But, you know, the DayZ team is doubling.
So instead of four,
which
they
is
have eight now.
I'm kidding. I was glad to hear about this because it's following on the heels of the news that hey, DayZ creator Dean Hall is taking his money and he's leaving.
He's not leaving.
You know, that's
or taking
that's,
his
or
money
he's taking his money. Because
okay, we talked about
he's
this.
Leaving
we talked
at
about
the
this
end of the year.
Ago.
Okay.
Right, he's
we'll
leaving,
go with that.
And a lot of the community were pissed about that. So, you know, we were all talking about on the last show we did how, you know, if this is going to affect DayZ, you know, what's going to happen to the game. But I think it was really smart on Bohemia Interactive to follow up that announcement with a better announcement that they're putting even more investments into DayZ.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, we're losing one person, but hey, we're going to... Yeah, I doubled up to eight people. Nah, I don't know how many's on the DayZ team. It always seemed like it's a small amount, but I don't think that actually is. So the fact that they're doubling it just means that we're going to have more content faster and hopefully better content and the stuff that we really want. I still think DayZ is going to be the survival video game still. I mean, even in alpha stage, I still think it's one of the more realistic ones. Now, I'm not saying it's probably the most fun one, because I know there's a few other survival games out there, like Rust and Seven Ways to Die, that kind of focus a lot on crafting. But DayZ is more close to a simulator.
It brings the human experience to the game, and that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what makes us hate the game so much, but keep going back to it every time.
Yeah, it's like, I hate this game. Well, I just spawned and died. I'm not gonna quit playing. But you always have that urge to be like, but I want to go explore. I want to go kill zombies. I don't know.
Kill the bastard that killed me.
About it.
I would love to see figures on how many people are actually working on DayZ.
Yeah, me too. I would. They need like an official Bohemia blog, not a Rocket. I just did this in 2 seconds. Blog.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean,
it always looks like it's Dean and like one other dude that are trying to do it. It's ridiculous. His blogs are pretty low quality, and it always makes it seem like there's nobody working on the game.
But alas, we'll have a great DayZ game sooner or later. I just, honestly, my whole thing about it is I already paid the $30 to play the game. I really don't want to play, I mean, pay another, like, $15 to get it. Ian, I know you, do you think they'll really do that?
I don't think they'll charge anymore, no.
Okay. Because that was my biggest concern about it right now.
I think as long as they've been very steady with updates, and they've been listening to the community with their updates, I just don't see them going wrong with that. So they're fixing stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yeah. And I mean, we did pay $30 for an early access alpha. So I was paying $30 for a game that is basically broken. We expect in the long run, we'll get our money's worth, you know?
Yeah.
In the long run, when the game finally is released as a $60 game or whatever,
and
then
we still,
you know, we eventually
highly recommend this game.
Absolutely.
If you have money to get
it's a fun game, and we always go back to playing it. That's why we're always talking about it.
And like, I'm kind of hoping that at some point, we can all play Rust and do a, like, five reasons why we pick this game over this game. Maybe we'll be able to do that soon. Maybe when both games are not in alpha. you know, I think that'll be something really cool we could do. But, speaking of zombie games, one very popular game, State of Decay, is getting a new expansion pack, called Lifeline. And the purpose of this expansion is to basically, you know how in zombie films you always think, oh, well, you know, stick with the military. You know, they've got lots of guns. They're going to have no problem. And then it's like they're always overrun. The military is always gone. And you think, that doesn't make any sense. They're the military. They have machine guns. They have tanks. How could that possibly happen? Well, in Lifeline, you'll be able to explore the military side of the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, in the zombie fiction, like I said, the military is often the go-to bad guy. They're the hammer to which, you know, every problem has a nail. And just kind of blindly mowing everything down to solve some whatever unknown goal. And so with this, it's going to show us a different perspective, a different side of the story. Anyone that's played the game knows that there is one portion in the game where you can join up with a small group of the military. I'm not really sure, Josh, help me out here. What do you think, like, new features they could add in that would be something different? Because they did say that this would be different. It wouldn't be like the other DLCs.
Yeah, I mean, State of Decay is, at its base, a survival horror game. You know, you're scavenging supplies. You start out with nothing, and you're scavenging supplies to try to build up your defenses. You're trying to survive. You're always the underdog. And with this one, you're starting out as the top dog.
Right.
And that's something that's really cool is... You're starting out as like this top military dog. You've got everything, man. You've got, you know, in one part of the thing, you were like, you joined up with the people to call down artillery support for one quest in State of Decay on some zombie hordes. And in this one, you know, you've got artillery port, you've got guns, you've got ammo, you've got, you know, other soldiers, you got mines, you have all this, you know, all this equipment, all this command structure, and then it's slowly going to break down. And instead of going from nothing to having everything, you're going to start out with everything to having nothing.
Yeah, I like that.
And I think it's cool because as you start the game, you're going to be relying on this stuff so much. You're like, I can take on these horde of zombies because I have artillery support. And as you progress, you're going to have to get more and more cautious because you start losing things that aren't coming back. You're losing your artillery support. You're losing your tank support. You're losing, you know, ammo supplies and convoys and all this other stuff. And I think that's really cool. They talked a lot about it. Like one mission, you're holding the line. You have a base of operations, much like you did in the first State of Decay. And you have to hold this base of operations. You have soldiers to do it. You have mines to do it. You have guns to do it. And you have to hold this down as you rescue civilians and evacuate them.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, it looks like you're at, you know, what's different. You know, there's a lot different. The gameplay is basically being turned around on you, where you start out with everything and you eventually have nothing. But it's like you're talking about, it's much more on the military side of things, you know, what the military is dealing with during a zombie apocalypse. And I think that's really cool, because we're always playing zombie survival games on the part of a civilian just trying to survive. But what is the army doing? What, you know, you never really know exactly what the army is doing. And now you'll be able to, you know, you'll know what they're doing, you know, how that the army breaks down. And I think it's going to be a lot more action packed, a lot more rapid gameplay, as you're probably going to be finding a lot more zombies at the start when you have a lot of stuff. And even you may be even fighting a lot of zombies when you have nothing, and you're going to have to figure out how you're going to do that. But yeah, it looks really cool, dude.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I love State of Decay, and I cannot wait to get more content with that. But hey, what is the one feature that you really want in State of Decay?
In State of Decay?
Yeah, like, what is the one thing
co-op, you can... multiplayer, yep. Something like that.
I think co-op multiplayer would be insane for that kind of game, because if we could get that, I don't think I would probably play DayZ.
Yeah, I mean, you probably can't get, like, a multiplayer, but I don't see why you can't get a co-op of, like, 2 to 4 players, you know? Yeah. Get some friends to play with you. This, especially with the military aspect of it, would be awesome to be able to play with your friends. As you have, you know, you start out with your friends, you have so much stuff, you don't really have to rely on each other that much, but then as you lose resources, you're having to rely on, you know, teamwork so much more, because you have so much little to deal with. It would be so fun, and I wish it was something they would do.
Okay, so tech news. This is something that we were trying to do more of. Ian's our techie guy.
I am.
You are. I'm pretty sure you're the only one who put anything in the tech news. Was that you?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I mean, dude, you seem to know more about, you know, what's coming out, what's obsolete, what's cheap, what's, I mean, like, you seem to know what you're talking about.
I like looking at stuff tech-wise that I can't buy. And I just like to look at things and go, wow, I wish I had that.
What is the Razer designing their own mech switches? Like, what's that about?
Okay, so every mechanical keyboard right now, like even old Razer keyboards, Logitech mechanical keyboards, they're married with Cherry switches. I'm not going to go into the different color switches and the difference that they do. Like, reds are mainly for gaming, some people like browns for gaming, some people like blues.
I mean, what is the purpose of it?
They have more precision and they last longer. But yeah, the main thing is they're just more precise. And they're good for gaming because they can take a lot of abuse. Now, all these have been Cherry switches, which, as far as I know, I'm not 100% sure, these are made in Germany, but they had a patent run out or something, I don't know. But Razer is designing their own key switch modules, and they are basing it off of Cherry. And basically, the biggest improvement is they're improving the actuation point. So basically, when you press down, it will happen sooner. So it's more prioritized for gaming. And what I like about that is you're not stuck getting red switches, because those are the fast, easy to click switches you can still get other switches that have more clicky and they're harder to press. And they'll still be gaming switches, because a lot of mechanical keyboards people use for typing. Green switch cherries a lot of people like for typing. And I just think it's really awesome that Razer's doing this. I'm not a huge fan of Razer. I bought some of their products and was hugely disappointed.
Yeah, like their mouse?
Yeah, I had mouse buttons that died. So I bought a Corsair Vengeance M95 and I love it. I still may buy a Corsair Vengeance keyboard. But if you're looking into a mechanical keyboard, look at Razer's 2014 Black Widow Edition. And just a heads up, they do not clarify on their boxes that it's a 2014 edition. So do your research and make sure you're buying a 2014 edition. I don't know why they brand their stuff like that. They should have just named it something else, but whatever. I'm not going to go into that. So,
now, do you have like any idea on like the price for something like this? Like a keyboard that has this?
Most mechanical keyboards are going to run you at least $100. I think Cooler Master has some for like around $80. So it is a premium. Now, Razer says that these are going to be cheaper. The downside of that is Cherry switches, I'm pretty sure, are made in Germany. These switches are going to be made in China. Not to make that sound awful, a lot of stuff is made in China. They are going to have their own people there on hand for product control and quality control. So, I don't know. See how it goes.
Yeah, I guess I can see how that makes sense.
I would wait several months and just look up reviews like on YouTube and stuff to see how it goes.
The Verizon is doing something that's rather evil, or that's yes. What we put in. What exactly is it doing? They're charging more people to stream?
I think it's their CEO. No, their chief executive, blah, blah, blah.
Chief financial officer?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Basically, they want to charge people more for that game or download games or stream gaming. If you watch a lot of Netflix, this would also affect you. And the reason why this is scary is other ISPs could take this chance and go, hey, we could make more money. And like Comcast could do this, Time Warner could do this, AT&T could do this. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. You shouldn't have to pay more because they don't have the bandwidth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In actuality, they sell you a speed that you're not actually getting all the time because they don't have the bandwidth. But because you're eating up all the bandwidth, you should pay more, not they improve the infrastructure.
That's, yeah, it's complete bullcrap.
It's dumb.
Part of the article that I'm looking at says they want to charge more amounts to people who are using a heavy amount of broadband for their home internet. This includes people who are constantly streaming high-definition video games or downloading tons of video games. And this would also affect people who use Netflix, because we were talking about, you know, Netflix has been being I don't remember what you used the word for, but basically throttled by Comcast. They yeah. accused Comcast of it because Comcast didn't have the broadband. Yeah, and yeah, I think it's bullshit because, like, you guys know I'm always complaining about lag when I play League of Legends. And I'm doing like speed test. I'm getting like 2 and 3 megabytes of internet using no internet, and it's because these freaking companies that have no competition can jack up their prices and then not give you what you're actually paying for, because there's, especially in like small towns, there's no freaking competition.
Yeah. That's my point is, like Comcast could take this idea and go, hey, you know, this person uses up a lot of bandwidth. They probably watch a lot of Netflix. They don't watch our cable. So they're going to charge more because you don't watch their cable. In fact, I have a cable package I don't even use just so that I could get a cheaper price for a higher internet speed. I don't need the cable, but I had to get it to get a cheaper price.
Yeah, it's complete bullcrap.
And this is all a net neutrality issue that we could go on and on and on about. But basically, this is bad. This could be the future if somebody doesn't step in. Or, you know, maybe Google Fiber will go everywhere and everybody's dreams will come true.
Google needs to speed up their crap.
Man, Google's lagging behind, man. They're behind the times.
Yeah.
No, but like anyway. this kind of reminds me of how AT&T came out, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago when they were like, no more unlimited data. And everybody thought that, you know, same thing. Every other carrier was going to pick up the exact same model. Granted, some carriers like Sprint decided to do something where they charged only, you could get only a 1 gig of data or unlimited data. But I see what you mean, and I just don't think that that's really going to be an issue where other carriers are going to pick it up, because one, like, who uses Verizon anyway to play internet?
I know, for their internet. But the problem is, if Verizon does this and they get by, other people are going to do it. And people like me and Josh who live in rural areas where it's like, well, we only have one choice. Yeah. So if they decide to do this, we're stuck. We can't get another. There is no competitor we can go, hey, we'll just change, or we can threaten them and go, hey, my bill's too much, I'm changing providers. We can't do that. We're stuck.
Yeah, because they know there's no other providers to change to.
And they're abusing that.
And that is the problem that lies within this. If Verizon is successful, we already know that Comcast, CenturyLink, Embark, all these freaking crappy companies that are already having huge lag issues, huge latency problems, are already having to throttle their stuff. They're going to pick up on this because they want more money. And you know that they don't like you sitting there watching stuff online that you can get for free and not paying for cable. And so that's the real problem.
Yeah. They want to charge Netflix more. They want to charge them because their users are using too much bandwidth.
You know, which is complete bullcrap for Netflix, because Netflix isn't going to pay money for people to watch their stuff.
And if they do, we're going to have to pay more.
Exactly.
Or people will just cancel.
Like I said, I could go on this for hours, but Netflix has offered to put in their own hardware to fix some of the bandwidth issues. And all the providers are like, no. No, we don't need it. But yet they want Netflix to pay the money because their users are using so much bandwidth. And it's because these providers don't put out enough. They sell more than what they have. Yep. And it's all about greed.
And
well, hang on. Guys, can you hear me?
And that is the problem right there, because like in areas like mine, the problem is that they have all of this old equipment, everything used for the internet, the wires, the boxes, all this groundwork that they have is old, it's crappy, it's out of date, and they won't upgrade anything because they're too freaking greedy. And so you've got all these problems coming from their crappy equipment, where you're supposed to be getting 8 megabytes, but you're getting like 400 ping, you're getting lag issues in like stupid games like League of Legends, like I have. Like, League of Legends is not a demanding game. And whenever you guys aren't lagging, I know it's not because of the servers. It's because, like, who I have, CenturyLink, has all this old equipment that they won't upgrade, and it's causing problems. So yeah. That's, you know.
I mean, and basically, I can understand that. And hopefully this issue will be resolved. Hopefully Verizon won't go through what they're going to do, and hopefully we'll all just be happy and be able to play our video games.
We can all live happily ever after and skip down the golden road of Google internet cables.
So, Josh, are you good for your quickie?
Yeah, I don't know how much of a quickie it's going to be. We didn't do the show last week, so there's a ton of stuff to go over. So
then you better be super quick.
I'm super quick, baby, just for you.
All right, man, when you're ready.
Tonight's quickie. All right. Well, Twitch Plays Pokemon has finally beat Pokemon Red. So congratulations, Twitch users. More than 122 million commands were issued by some 1,165,140 players during the 16 days that Pokemon Red was up. Twitch has now started on Pokemon Crystal version, so if you didn't get to check out Pokemon Red, hurry before it's gone. Tomb Raider, the 2013 reboot, has surpassed 6 million copies sold. Square Enix, publisher of Thief, has laid off approximately 27 people recently. Our condolences go out to those that were affected. Coffee Stain Studios is planning an April 1st release date for Goat Simulator on Steam. Goat Simulator will support Steam Workshop, allowing players to create their own goats, missions, levels, and more. A pre-order is currently available for $10, providing game access 3 days before its official release. Final Fantasy X-2 HD Remaster for the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita received a 9.3 review from IGN. Metal Gear Solid 4 Ground Zero has received a price cut down to $30. It's been confirmed that Assassin's Creed 5 will not be set in Japan, squashing many rumors. As to the real setting, no comment has been made. Watch Dogs has finally got a release date of May 27th, 2014. Batman Arkham Knight has been announced with a rumored release date of October 14th. The game will release on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. Rumors have surfaced that a Mass Effect trilogy rework may be possible in the future for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4 sales have now surpassed 6 million, greatly surpassing their goal of 5 million units, which they wanted to sell by the end of March. Sony has sold more than 300,000 units of the PlayStation 4 since its launch in Japan. The units sold were counted in a two-day period following its February 22nd release. Though some updated content will be free, Titanfall will be getting a season pass, adding an additional cost to the already $60 game price. The Division had two new screenshots released, one of an intense firefight by two teams across rooftops, and the other of the minimalistic UI. Check them out for yourself by going to go.ign.com/division-new-shots. That's go.ign.com/division-new-shots. Microsoft executive Phil Spencer has given an interest in making an anniversary remake for KOTOR. As you can imagine, though, there's a variety of hurdles to overcome. Disney now owns rights to Star Wars, though presumably EA and BioWare would have something to say about any potential remake. So we'll keep you updated on any new info here at Rage Quit Radio. The PlayStation 4 the PlayStation 4 will run Wolfenstein: The New Order at 1080p and 60 frames per second, living up to PS4's great hardware. It's also been confirmed that the Xbox One will have will handle Wolfenstein at 1080p and 60 frames per second. This news will come to some relief, as several recent and upcoming games have reported lower resolutions and frame rates on the Xbox One than the PlayStation 4. The latest examples include Thief, which has a resolution of only 900p on Xbox One, compared with 1080p on PS4, and Metal Gear Solid Ground Zero, which runs at 1080p on PS4, with the Xbox One version running at only 720p. Titanfall launches on Xbox One with the same 792p resolution it sported during beta, though it may be increased in the future. Community manager Abby Hepp suggested a final target of 900p, though how long it takes or whether it comes to pass, we'll have to wait and see. Star Citizen surpasses 40 million in funding. Developer Cloud Imperium Games has a roster of 212 employees working on the project. And as of now, there are 6,128 open slots left for Star Citizen's Alpha. So pledge now if you're interested to see the full game in the future and check out some of the modules of it now. And that's my quickie for today.
Real quick, before I go into the LCS standings, that last thing about Star Citizen, I know we talked about it before, but I'm really happy that they're making more and more money, and the fact that they're still using that money to create more content. That's becoming my new most anticipated game.
Yeah, good developer. Yeah, right there.
Star Citizen looks like the best upcoming Starship game. It looks like it's going to be the best, and it will have been ever. Will ever be the best. If that makes any sense. Yeah. I don't even know.
It will be the very best. The best there ever was.
So guess who's the best? Guess who's the best there ever was in the NALCS?
Team Solo Mid?
TSM. Now, granted, we're still going through it. It's only in week 7. But TSM is still holding the lead at first place with 17 wins and only 3 losses, with Cloud9 HyperX following very close behind them in second place with 16 wins and 4 losses. And, of course, CounterLogic Gaming is coming in at 12th place. They're coming in at third place with 12 wins and only 8 losses. Team Dignitas is coming in at fourth place with 9 wins and 11 losses. Curse moved up 2 places. They moved up from number 7. They're now number 5. They've got 8 wins and 12 losses, while Team Coast knocked down a notch to 6th place. They're at 7 wins and 13 losses. Evil Geniuses went down a mark 2. They're in 7th place with 6 wins and 14 losses. And last, seems like they're always last, is XDG Gaming with 8th place with only 5 wins and 15 losses. And also what I wanted to do was go over kind of the top performers since we have a tiny bit of time. And basically, who do you guys think is the top performer? Real quick, just first guess.
Like champion-wise?
Top KDA ratio, who do you think?
And champion or?
No, player.
Player. Player.
Player. Just quick guess. First name.
Hi.
It is Wild Turtle with an 8.5.
That's not fair. he's not human.
With Burgesson following closely behind with 50, I'm sorry, Meteos is number 2 on there. But anyway.
Oh, which, by the way, this weekend they played with,
what's his name, Reggie. They did.
Yeah. So,
and they did not do too well. Well, guys, that's our show for episode 10, I believe. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ragequitradio and on Twitter at /MLRRageQuit. And follow us on Twitch if you would like to watch a stream, and that is twitch.com/ragequitradio. Anyway, thanks guys for joining me. Josh and Ian, thanks for helping me out here. And I hope you guys have a great night and tune into us next week.